I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, most schools are back in session now after the summer hiatus. For college students, many of them left behind their parents, families, friends when they headed off to their classes. But some were able to bring along a roommate, their pet. It's a slowly growing trend for colleges to designate pet-friendly dorms for students who are willing to abide by what is usually a very strict set of rules. That includes applying in advance to get one of what may be a limited number of rooms where pets are allowed, and often the types of pets are limited. Many colleges, Auburn, Clemson, Duke, allow only fish. Others, like Florida, permit birds and small tabletop pets such as hamsters and gerbils. Both the California Institute of Technology and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology are cat-friendly places, but no dogs allowed. Then there are schools that welcome canine companions, such as Stevens College in Columbia, Missouri. It's so pet-friendly that there's a doggy daycare program on campus and an arrangement with a local animal rescue group that allows students to foster pets awaiting adoption. This year, the University of Northern Colorado has launched a pilot program permitting students to have dogs and cats on two floors of Lawrence and Residence Hall. All pets must weigh no more than 40 pounds, be spayed or neutered, and have a city license. The student pet owner must agree to properly care for the animal and be responsible for its actions and behavior and any damages caused by the pet. Students with pets as roommates often find that having a furry friend to hug can reduce stress and help them feel less homesick. Stevens College reports that students with pets tend to be better organized, happier, and healthier. It appears that some schools are beginning to use this as a recruitment tool, as students are frequently asking about the institution's pet policy. Just remember, a dog or cat is more than a friend to share campus life. It's a companion for all its life, which could be 10 years or more when you're speaking of pets.